Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. After one mixes the water and flour together to make his dough, before it's been mixed around properly and kneaded, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Eichlin Arai Meneisa. One can still eat Arai casually, not like a whole full meal, but casually, temporary, from the dough. Ad Shetizgalgal Bechitin, until wheat dough has been completely kneaded together. And until it became packed together enough by barley. Barley didn't get kneaded as smoothly together, it would be crumbly, and so he just has to pack it together, and at that point in time he's no longer allowed to eat from it casually. Before the water is mixed in, there's no problem to eat it regarding challah whatsoever. Once the water is mixed in, he's only allowed to eat arai. Once it's kneaded properly, then the Mishnah continues, Gilgula b'chitim v'timtma b'sa'irim. Once it's been kneaded properly by wheat, fully kneaded, and by barley until it's packed enough, ha'ichl mimena chayv misa. So when he eats from it, it's chayv misa, and that's misa b'dei shemayim, death penalty by heaven, because he's eating from something that the challah was obligated, and it was not yet separated. However, the Mishnah continues, Kivan Shehin Aisenas Es Hamayim, once she puts the water into the flour, then Magbiya Chalasa, she already can separate the challah, even though she hasn't yet fully kneaded it, and it's not obligated that she must take the challah off, but already she's allowed to take the challah off early once the water is poured in to the flour. However, there's a condition, and here there's two different versions in the text of the Mishnah. As long as there's not remaining in the bowl 5/4 of a kav of flour that hasn't yet come in contact to the water, in the event that there's so much flour that hasn't come in contact with the water yet, then it's not going to be, the challah is not going to be separated on behalf of that flour. So there has to be less than 5/4 kav of flour that still hasn't come in contact with water in order for the challah to work on everything in the bowl. The other version of the text here says, this is what the Rav has, Ubavadji Hesham Chameshes Rivim Kemach. As long as you have 5/4 kav of flour that came in contact with the water, you need to have the proper shear for the obligation of challah to have already come in contact with the water in order for you to be able to take off challah at this point in time, and then it will work on the entire bowl, even the parts that are flour that haven't yet touched the water. Mishnah base. Nidma isasa achlai gogla. If the dough became meduma before it got properly kneaded. Meduma, we spoke about in the past, is when truma gets mixed into chulin. If it's 1 in 100, it'll be nullified. But any less than that, then it's not nullified and it becomes meduma, and it all has to be treated like truma that has to be eaten by a kain. Truma is exempt from challah, and meduma also, the Mishnah discusses, is exempt from challah, but it depends when it became meduma. So if it became meduma ad shalai gilgula, before the dough was kneaded, before the obligation for challah came, then petura, it's going to be exempt. Even after it's kneaded, it'll be exempt from challah. Sham meduma pater, because meduma is exempt from challah. It's treated like truma that's exempt from challah. And here it became meduma before the obligation for challah came. Umisha gilgula, but once it was already kneaded, it became meduma. So in this case, chayavis, it's going to be obligated, because then the obligation for challah came before the status of meduma, and it will still need to be separated. The Mishnah now speaks about another case. If the dough became tummy happens in the middle of the kneading process. So the Mishnah says, Nolda la suffik tumma, if the dough now, it became a suffik in doubt whether it became tummy or not. So it's going to depend. Now, it's usher to intentionally cause the challah to become tummy. First of all, there's an iser to make the challah become tame, and also there's a problem that it's causing a loss to the kayin, because the kayin's not going to be able to eat the tame challah anymore. So the Mishnah discusses, depends on when the suffik arose. Nailud la suffik tuma ad shalai gogola. If the suffik arose before it was needed, before the obligation for challah came. So in this case, it's already, because of the suffix status, it's not going to be able to be eaten this challah, and it happened even before the obligation for challah came, so we don't look at it as if the kain's losing anything, because he anyways can't eat it anymore. Even if it will become definitely tummy in the future, the kain anyways can't eat it, and it's before the obligation for challah. Therefore, tiyasa b'tumah, he can continue making it even in tumah status, even though it will vadai definitely become tumah. However, misha gilgula, once it was already kneaded, and it became obligated in challah, and therefore you owe it to the kain, you can't make him lose out, and you also can't make the challah become tumah, then it became a suffix in doubt if it became tumah, tiyasa b'tara, then he has to continue preparing it in tara, and do as much as he can to prevent any further transmission of tumah, because even though the kain anyways lost out, he can't eat it from it once there's a suffix tumah, but he's not allowed to intentionally cause tumah vadai to the challah. And over here, there's already obligation for challah that took effect, and so he has to protect and protect the possibility that it may not have yet become tumah, and he has to continue the process b'tara.